Feeling fear as a business owner, well, as a person, is totally normal. And I wanted to share a quick episode all about it because I do think it should be normalised. And here's why. I find that fear can paralyse. Fears around what ifs might paralyse you from leaving your job, applying for a job, launching a new service in your business, trying something out, changing something, and so on. But if you embrace the fear, feel it, and take action anyway, it's so much better than not doing that something at all. Making decisions from a position of fear is never a great feeling, but being okay with taking action, even if you don't know all the answers, is empowering. I was scared to launch this podcast. The long-term commitment freaked me out, but I was paralyzed with questions like, what if no one listens? What if I'm not good at it? It didn't help that when I thought of setting one up, I hadn't actually listened to podcasts before. I thought they were like a YouTube-style platform with audio instead of video. I mean, it kind of is, but it was all very unfamiliar. And honestly, it did paralyze me for a bit. Actually, I launched 3 months after I planned to. But I'm so pleased I did it anyway, even though there was a delay. My first few episodes weren't great. They were too long, the quality wasn't brilliant, and so on. But they got better as I got more experienced, and I really found my voice. And you know what? The majority of my clients come through my podcast. So the next time you feel fear and you start asking yourself all those what-if questions around what could go wrong, I urge you to ask this instead. What if it goes right?